future is now.
Hi, everyone. Cheryl Cran here for the next episode of the Next Now podcast. And today I want to talk about when life happens at work. What I mean about that is, what do we do when one of our team members has something happen to them that completely throws a curveball, obviously for them and their life? It's a major life incident. And then we as a team want to support that person, but we also have to deal with the impact on the team. So if you're a leader listening to this, I have to tell you, this past 3 months, I have heard more and more leaders that I've spoken to where someone on their team has had something tragic happen. Somebody has passed away. Somebody's had a diagnosis. Somebody's family member has had a diagnosis. Something has happened in the family that's thrown a curveball for people. It feels like there's an amplification or an acceleration of life events happening for people, specifically the people that I'm interacting with through the coaching and the consulting and with the teams that I'm working with. And so a lot of times it's hard to know how to deal. Now, if you're a leader, the best way for us to show up is with great compassion. I know it's natural to think about, who's going to do the work, or what does this mean for the team? Those are natural reactions. But what that situation is calling for is deep compassion. So the first thing we want to do is obviously be there for the person that's affected by the life circumstance that's happened. But we also want to be able to offer them our sympathy, our empathy, our compassion, but also steer them to the resources that the organization have to help them. So a lot of times people forget that there are employee assistance programs that help with people who've lost someone in their life, or they're going through an illness. Or so we want to point them to support and resource. We want to encourage them to continue to be open with us. We want to make sure we're not putting pressure on them to do the work. We want to give them space and time based on the parameters of your organization, but we want to be generous with what they need in order to deal with their life circumstance. I can promise you that when we show compassion and we provide that human-to-human support, those people develop greater loyalty and greater appreciation and greater connection to you as their leader, but also to the organization. Now, as a team member, it can be difficult to know what to do. What do we say to that person? How do we behave? And I had one team leader who said to me that she, you know, in her tragedy, she said, you know, people were avoiding me. And she said, you know, I didn't say anything because I didn't want to, but people were avoiding me. And so I asked her, I said, so how would you have liked them to have treated you? And she said, I would have liked them to ask me in advance whether I was okay to do something they wanted me to do, or to ask me what my bandwidth was, or to ask me what I needed. Did I need time off? Did I want to work? What did I want to do? And so that was a really good insight. And I think that's something just from a compassion place overall, is sometimes we will avoid. Part of the reason we'll avoid is we're deeply uncomfortable with what's happened to that person. We might think, I don't want, you know, it's too uncomfortable for me to be around that. Normal human reaction. But from a compassionate place, we want to come at it from a place of don't avoid it. Have compassion and say, I'm so sorry for your circumstance. What do you need? Now, sometimes they might not know what they need. That's fine. You just offer your support. Let me know. I'm here. Can I do this for you? Can I do that for you? Rather than avoid, you're asking questions. Don't assume and be mindful of your questions. And I think this is what causes people to avoid. They're afraid to say the wrong thing. But if you come from a place of how can I help? What do you need? Then those are helpful questions. Questions around the circumstance or questions around details is not helpful, because most of the times people, that might be just too much for that individual to go there. From a team perspective, again, as a leader, you want to be able to bring it up with the team in a way that is healthy. So with the permission of the person being affected by the circumstance, you'll ask their permission. Are you okay for me to talk to the team about your circumstance? Not the details of it, just that we want to support you with it. And if that person says, no, I'd rather keep it private, then you honor that. But if the person says, yeah, I'm okay, then with the team, you want to say, so-and-so is going through a personal situation. Here's how we can best support him or her. Here's what we're going to do to distribute the work. Then you ask them a question. Do you have any ideas on how we can distribute the work? In other words, we want it to be a open collaborative dialogue that supports the individual that's going through the challenge, but also we're not brushing it aside and pretending it's not happening. We're not avoiding it. We're really coming together as a community of a team, treating that team as a community of people where we're supporting each other. And when something happens, we're there to support them through. Now, I know for a lot of you listening, you might naturally already be that nurturing, supportive person. And the reason I brought this on a podcast is, like I said, I've seen more and more people I'm talking to are dealing with this. But I think it's really important that we are comfortable with other people's circumstances and that we look at it as an opportunity to collaborate as a team and to also support each other. And the last thing I'll say about this from a leadership standpoint is we are in a time now where being proactive about these types of things is very helpful. And what I mean by that is not waiting for something to happen, but more or less planning for the future to say, well, what if something were to happen to any of our team members or anything that would affect them? What is our contingency plan of supporting in that circumstance? How would we operate as a team? That's just prudent, proactive planning around life. And I really think now in 2023 and 2024 and beyond, that's where we are. It's like life is going to continue to happen. Things are going to continue to change. We have to not pretend that they're not, and we have to more or less kind of accept it as life reality. And I think the more we plan for it, the more human we can be as well, because we are now talking about it as a group. We are prepared for it, and we're able to have compassion around it because it's something we've thought of as part of a team dynamic that could affect us in the future. So, you know, and by the way, you know, I use the example of a tragedy, but we could also have something wonderful happen to people that changes the dynamics of the team, right? So marriage, babies, all sorts of promotions, getting a out of the world job offer, all of those positive things. And they also change the team dynamics. So I think overall, we have to look at the reality that we are living in a time where things are changing rapidly. We need to be thinking about, talking about, and preparing for those changes and the impacts on us as individuals, on our teams, and then have those dialogues so that we can be more proactive with them. Thank you for sharing this podcast with me. I look forward to seeing you on the next episode.